AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The State Department says it will suspend the processing of immigrant visas for citizens of 75 countries whose nationals are deemed likely to require public assistance while living in the U.S. The suspension will not apply to applicants seeking non-immigrant or temporary tourist or business visas. The department says it's bringing an end to the abuse of America's immigration system. In the House, Illinois Democrat Robin Kelly introduced impeachment papers against Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem.
Secretary Noem has called my impeachment effort silly. I want to tell her right now, Secretary Noem, you have violated your oath of office and there will be consequences. I am watching you. Members of Congress are watching you. The American people, most importantly, are watching you. And most of all, we are not liking what we're seeing.
Last week, an ICE agent shot and killed Renee Good in Minnesota. Noem and President Trump say the ICE agent acted in self-defense. Vice President J.D. Vance blamed Good, calling it a tragedy of her own making, and said the ICE agent may have been sensitive from having been injured during an unrelated altercation last year. Iran's top judge hinted trials and executions are ahead, as activists say the death toll from Iran's protest has risen to more than 2,500. The country has eased some restrictions, allowing mobile phone calls abroad for the first time in days. Internet and texting services in Iran remain restricted. On social media, President Trump posted, "Anything less than U.S. control of Greenland is unacceptable." Vice President J.D. Vance is hosting Danish and Greenlandic officials for talks today. Lars Vintner lives on the island.
He should mind his own business. What is he going to do with Greenland?
A new AP NORC Center poll shows most Americans believe President Trump has gone too far in using the U.S. military to intervene in other countries. The U.S. says it's moving into the next phase of a Gaza ceasefire plan. This is AP News. Home sales are still slumping.
The U.S. housing market slump dragged into its fourth year in 2025 as sales remain stuck at a 30-year low, with rising home prices and elevated mortgage rates keeping many prospective home shoppers shut out of the market. The National Association of Realtors says that sales of previously occupied homes were flat in comparison with 2024, when sales sank to the lowest level since 1995. The median national home price for all of last year rose 1.7%. Sales have been stuck around a 4 million annual pace now going back to 2023. That's well short of the 5.2 million annual pace that's historically been the norm. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
People on the Hawaiian island of Maui are bracing for the possible end to FEMA rental assistance for people displaced by a massive wildfire in 2023. Those fires killed more than 100 people. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.